Rasta. Hey, yo, Rasta. Hey, yo, 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 yo.
Welcome back, Stroud, Low Cash. We back.
We back. This another week.
Another edition. Everybody, we full strength this week, man. Everybody
full
here.
Strength.
Back at it.
Man, so what's been going on, fellas? How everything been going, Javon?
Oh, everything been cool with me, man. Just been, you know, going heavy on this comedy scene, man. Just trying to be seen. Comedy
coming
scene.
Up?
Yeah, actually, sure. You know Eddie Murphy just did a special, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That really didn't have nothing to do with me. I just wanted to throw that out there.
It
didn't have anything
to
do with me. That was more so to pull you into my conversation and really know. Yeah, I have, you know, just pretty much a little couple out-of-town shows. Man, I'm going back to Chicago doing Jokes and Notes again.
You know a date?
No, I don't know. Like, I don't know the date. I got to talk to Mary.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Anywhere else out of town?
L.A. coming up.
Okay.
So, L.A.
Definitely keep people.
Shout out to Clayton Thomas. All my.
Oh, Clayton bring you out?
No, I'm going out there just to perform.
Just to run some rooms.
So, yeah. But I'm going to be running into all of them while I'm out there. My boy Clayton Thomas.
Tahir.
Edwards. Tahir. BT Kingsley. Ron G. Everybody that's out there. So
anything, any New York going soon? Or?
Dude, I'm trying to hit New York soon. Shout out to Omar Thomas.
I heard you can get a lot of rooms in New York.
Yeah, you can, man, if you're funny, which I am. So.
Tell us. Oh, matter of fact, with your room on Wednesday, man. Man, what was up with the dude? One of them comments that got a bid on him, man.
My homeboy. He
was a little bit over aggressive too.
Yeah, my homeboy. We had a comedian auction off last week, and the proceeds was going to Women's Abuse Foundation. You know.
Yeah.
And so with that, we were doing an auction, and the money went directly to the foundation. So, with that being said, during the auction, my homeboy he's a fellow comedian. I don't want to say his name was getting auctioned off. And as he was getting auctioned, a man stood up, actually a visibly gay male, stood up and said, $5,000. I said, whoa, ho, ho. So I looked at my homeboy, I looked back at the gay dude, and I said, I told my partner while he's on stage, I said, man, look, if he got $5,000, you're going to have to go on a date with this nigga. We ain't paying them no $5,000 at all.
Yeah.
So we had fun,
but then
though,
the
man.
Dude came back, though, again, though, and tried to bid 50.
Yeah, he even tried to bid on me, but remember?
Yeah.
But before I even got auctioned off, I looked at him and told him on the mic, I said, hey, man, it's a cap. I said, it's a cap limit. I said, you pretty much hit the cap and just do the government regulations. You can't, we can't allow you to bid.
You just made up some shit.
We are right. We can't allow you to bid anymore after this. Like, you already bidded two people, so it's pretty much you disqualified from these next couple rounds.
Good move to make your own move, make your own rule up at the last minute.
Hey, you have to, man.
Especially for yourself. It's your room.
It's my show, so why not? Why not? So, yeah, it was fun, though.
Teddy, what's been going on, man?
Nothing. I've just been chilling for real. It's just crazy.
I'm really good at ventriloquism, too.
Right.
Ain't been a lot, man. I went down to Arkansas with the family over Thanksgiving.
How was that? Where in Arkansas was you at?
Little Rock.
Teddy trying to talk. You got a mouthful of cat food.
It's actually rice, so I kind of feel like that's racist, but we'll get back to that.
Oh, man.
That's what Kevin Wayans is, right?
Yeah, we over there in that part of the country. You know?
Right,
no. Meeling.
Okay, point taken. oh, he's horrible for that on the low.
Horrible.
Only people that's going to be here. That's, you know what? Let's keep going.
That was racist. Was that racist?
Hey,
was that racist?
Yeah, it was, yeah. It was that slick racist.
Adrian going to jump kick you in your face. But disrespecting outside of the family.
Meeling.
Go ahead, though.
So we went down to Arkansas.
Did you go out and kick it?
A little.
What part of Arkansas you go to?
He said Little Rock.
But I saw the most interesting sign that kind of telling me about
Arkansas.
Life in Arkansas.
What is that?
So I was driving down. I don't even remember what highway it was. I think it was 40. And I looked up to the left. I saw this billboard for a wedding ring. And it said, give her the gifts that she needs most. Come in, buy a wedding ring now, and we'll give you a free rifle.
Wow.
This is an actual advertisement.
So you buy a ring, you get
you
a free
buy
gun.
A ring, and they give you a free rifle.
Damn.
And was this like just a random jewelry store, or was it like Zales and like they?
No, I don't know.
They market changes in Arkansas.
I don't think it was Zales, but they say they run that special a lot down there.
Dang.
So I was really surprised. It's like, damn. So I was like, I don't know if I want to be given, you know, promises.
Well, you know, it kind of makes sense though to an extent because we heard of a shotgun wedding, you know, and you know.
It could be
a
that.
Shotgun, not getting shot at. It
yeah, it's two different things. It was a bit surprising to me.
I mean, y'all know the shotgun wedding comes from, right?
You said what?
You know the shotgun wedding, the concept comes from, right?
Where?
Basically,
because
like back
got
at
pregnant,
the,
right?
Right, but the whole thing is that the pops will come to the door with a shotgun and make you marry her, and that's how it's called a shotgun wedding.
Gotcha.
Because he would be like, he'd come to the door and be like, "Hey, you got my daughter pregnant." Click clack.
You know what to do.
Yeah.
Oh, what's my daughter like blind? Like, I mean, I ain't do nothing with her. Well, you finna marry her.
But think about that back in the day before paternity tests and all that. If the woman just said it was your baby, it was your baby.
Yeah,
that's fucked up.
Think about how many people, parents and grandparents, that ain't they really grandparents. Real talk, though. I think about that all the time, dude. Luckily, I look at both my parents, so I was like, okay, I'm cool.
Right.
But think about how many cases where it was like, well, I did have sex with two of them, but I like Carl more than Craig. So Carl gonna be the baby dad instead
right.
of Craig. You think that wasn't going down back in the day?
Sure it was.
Well, yeah, yeah.
Hell was. Yeah. Sure this would be like a real, real dark skinned baby, two light skinned people.
Dude.
I be thinking about that stuff, man.
That's crazy, ain't it?
Yeah, but Rim, anything been going on with you, man?
Nah, not this week.
Yo, when is the Vapors next Saturday Night Live thing going?
We got the Camp Low.
Yeah, Camp Low on the 19th? No, the 15th. 15th, Saturday 15th at Lola, right. Okay.
What y'all think of the Paragon?
I only went when it was still building.
I said, don't y'all got something coming up there?
No.
Yeah, just opened up on Saturday. They don't have any liquor license yet.
I was in there.
Yeah, but they don't have any liquor license yet.
That's why they was giving out free liquor. Yeah.
That's why they was getting out free liquor, yeah.
It's all good.
Oh, so yeah. They wasn't charging?
No. Nope.
Nah, it was no charge for nothing.
Look at Ram. Damn, I should have went up there.
I hope they charged to get in at least.
No, it was free for everything.
They were just trying to bring people to the spot.
Yeah, brand new spot, trying to get people to check it out.
They had a different DJ that night.
Yeah, it was AI, I heard. No, it wasn't AI?
It was,
oh, okay, well, you sit out there.
Yeah.
If people keep hitting us up with all the good feedback emails, I'm going to read a couple of feedback emails before we get into topics. Keeping us up on the email, straightolc@gmail.com. This one comes from Emmanuel Coleman. He said, "What up, fellas? First of all, congratulations on the first year anniversary. It's great that you guys. It's a great thing you guys got going on, and I love what you guys are doing out there in STL. I love the show, and I'm always looking forward to the next one every week. And big shouts out to DJ Reminisce for putting us up on some good music every week. I've been a long listener, and just wanted to voice my opinion on this past week's show, and hopefully get your thoughts on this also." There was a discussion about what recent hip-hop albums should be considered as classics, and someone mentioned the documentary, which I completely agree with. But I think there is another album that was worth mentioning as far as becoming a potentially classic album down the road, and that is Big Crit's Live from the Underground, which came out earlier this year. Personally, I'm a big fan of lyrical and soulful MCs, so I might be a bit biased on this, but it's one of the best albums I've heard in a long time. The entire album from start to finish just flows smoothly. There isn't a single track that I can say anything bad about. I actually think it's better than Kendrick Lamar's album, too.
Whoa.
I'm not going to ramble on, but I just want to get your opinions on this album. What do you guys think? Best regards, E.
I got to check it out, man, because, hey, I fucks with Big Crit, man. I
really,
like
you said
Big
it's dope?
Crit.
It's dope. It's dope. Better than Kendrick Lamar.
Production-wise, look at the production-wise.
I mean, I wouldn't say he a better artist, but as far as that project, might be.
It's up there with it.
Yeah.
And that says a lot, man, because that Kendrick Lamar, like, I know some people, and it's funny, right? Because some people just living off the hype of everybody else saying Kendrick Lamar tight. I heard some people who I know probably wouldn't even
listen
to
Section 80 or nothing like that.
No. And they'd be like, oh, that dude Kendrick Lamar dope. His CD dope. I'm like, dude.
What song you like?
Right. The one to be on the radio, Drank.
Swimming Pools.
Drank.
No, it's just Drink. It's called Drink. No, they only know it's called Swimming Pools. It's called Drink.
One is called Drank.
Hey, but on an album, though, have y'all heard the Lady Gaga version of Bitch Don't Kill My Vibe?
No.
No.
That shit's dope. It's her singing that part, though. It's pretty damn dope.
Really?
No. It's a different look. Yeah, but it's like the beat slowed down a little bit more, and it sound dope, though.
Straight
it's
up.
A Lady Gaga, because Lady Gaga was originally supposed to sing that part, but something happened. But they re-released the version with her on there, though. It's pretty dope, man, with her singing.
We try to get that on the show, then. If it's on YouTube or something.
Yeah, I mean, I got the MP3 of it, too. I'll send it to you. I'll email it to you after the show. But it's pretty dope, man. It's pretty dope.
My song on there that I bumps, the Poetic Justice.
Yeah,
Poetic
Justice. Yeah.
Hey, man.
I really like the Compton joint.
The Mohammed Dre?
Him and Dre, but that's Blaze, too. That's just Blaze beat, though.
Really?
Yeah, that's just Blaze beat. He said at the beginning, though, just Blaze.
That's right.
And that backseat freestyle, pretty dope. What else?
I like that Money Trees,
power.
Too.
Yeah. Some never sunny empower.
Oh, you tell me what's the name of
respect my mind or die from lead
showers.
Is that the backseat freestyle?
It might be backseat freestyle, yeah.
Yeah.
But you haven't heard the Big Crit Live from Underground album?
No, I might have heard some cuts off of it, man.
I mean, I got it, and I flow through it, but I don't know. I really like that first Big Crit mixtape, though, a lot, though. What's the name of it, man?
And this is what I don't understand, man. Why do some people do mixtapes and then do an album? Like,
to build hype, right?
Yeah, but I was
do you put more effort into your mixtape than you would your album?
That's the thing, though. Hate the mixtape. David Banner was on the radio show, and I listened to an interview, man. He's, like, one of the best interviews. You listen to him talk, it's, like, all real talk, up and down. But he was like, you know, artists is being, giving out they shit, too much of their shit for free with these mixtapes and stuff. Because then you get your mixtape better than your album.
Right.
And I got your mixtape for free, so why am I going to buy your album? Because all your good tracks on the mixtape, you got me to try to mess with you.
I hate the mixtapes. Because to me, if you're going to do a mixtape and you don't have no DJ mixing, cutting, it's not a mixtape. It's just a project.
Yeah, and you just gave it away
for
free.
It's a tape. It's a tape. Yeah.
You can call it a mixtape. It's not mixed.
Right.
Because back in the day, cats used to really make mixtapes. Like,
yeah.
DJ mixing, he had a rhyme. Or
I make my own personal home mixtapes with the radio and the tape recorder.
Right, right.
Oh, snap! That's that new Bone Thugs. you running there to record it.
Well, I mean,
it's calling a project.
I mean, I think it's just because of the history of mixtape with hip-hop.
Y'all know who messed this up, though, right?
Who?
Lil Wayne.
50 Cent. 50 Cent is the one that got everybody to do mixtapes. Because remember when 50 Cent fell off in between that Power album he came out with that was on Columbia?
Mm-hmm.
And when he fell off and he got the G-Unit back, he was dropping them G-Unit mixtapes back-to-back. And everybody was like, he was growing that buzz. And that's how he got M on. So everybody was like, oh, that's the blueprint. Wayne did the same thing
with the squad up things, though.
He just copied that blueprint off him. So everybody think mixtape is the way to go.
He did that squad up after
50. Squad ups was becoming popular after 50. 50 was the first one that I remember as a mainstream cat to really get the mixtape thing popular.
Dude, I'm about to take that.
Straight up. 50 was the main one to get over off the mixtape.
But I'm saying, to get signed, squad up stuff wasn't out before 50 Cent's mixtape.
If it wasn't on that level of them G-Unit ones. Because he has, 10, 15 squad ups.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, this is around the same time 50 dropped them first Gorilla G-Unit mixtapes, 2000, 2001.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of the first ones, and then he dropped the Get Rich or Die Tryin' in the 02, beginning of 03.
Yep.
Dude, he was building that up, so all these artists now are like, you know what, mixtape is what I got to do. And then other artists like Lil Wayne and them, they'll drop a mixtape in between albums, so people think it's still cool because artists that are mainstream are still doing mixtapes in between.
Well,
Rick Ross, too.
But do you think that the reason why they do mixtape also is that because there's so much selection now and radios, you don't really get the push that you used to get either. Right, you have to stay current. So what I mean?
But at the same time, you look at the best quality artists, though, they ain't putting out no mixtape. You don't see Big Boy is still relevant, but Big Boy ain't putting out no mixtape.
Well, that's perspective.
Giving away albums, giving away music.
That's perspective,
Kanye.
Though.
Kanye ain't doing no mixtapes.
No, nah, Kanye did. He did what Cruel Summer. Not Cruel Summer. There was one.
No, he was putting out a single every the Good Friday.
Right, and then he compiled them all together before the thing dropped. It's still like a mixtape.
But that's different, though.
When I think of mixtape, I'm thinking people rapping over other people's beats and stuff like that. This is Kanye rapping over his own beats.
Well, and he's just putting it out for free.
Yeah. But a lot of cats do that now because the problems with sampling.
Oh, yeah, because you can't get a sample clear.
Right.
You put an album out and put the samples on there, you can't get sued.
Right.
Because you ain't making no money.
You're making no money off it.
Okay. But how is it like somebody like Drake got away with it on that mixtape that too Far Gone, and then it was a mixtape at first, but then he made it an album and it sold in the stores.
Probably got clearance.
I mean, you can get clearance for that. I mean, you know, it just depends.
Cause that what you call a beat was that Ignorant Shit beat was the original Ozzy Brothers beat that was originally on Jay-Z album.
Right.
Yeah, and who's on the Ignorant Shit?
It's him and Lil Wayne, but the original Ignorant Shit is it was Jay-Z by itself. Then they added Benny Siegel after he got out of jail. Because on the original, you said, I'm on free Siegel, and that was the end of the song.
Right.
Then
on the
American Gangster version, Benny Siegel was out.
Right.
Then Benny Siegel came in on it.
He didn't have full verse, though. Benny Siegel just said like a couple, like, we might have said, what, about
eight bars. Yeah, he didn't have too long. Because Jay already had like half a verse on there before he had even came in. But no, thank you to Emmanuel Coleman for giving us a little hip hop discussion there and everything.
Shout out to Emmanuel.
We got another one email from Hannah Brown. She says, "All y'all brothers are sexy. I know Reminisce is married, but what about y'all? What ladies y'all got?"
Who's the
Hannah Coleman? I already sent a reply saying, "Send us a picture."
Oh, you sent a reply?
Yeah, send us a picture though.
That ain't right, Hannah.
Thirst mode. Thirst mode DJ. Go. Right. Thirst mode DJ voice.
She said, "Which one of us is what?"
She said, "What ladies we have?" Well, y'all know that Teddy ain't had sex in like 12 years, so we know he ain't got no lady.
Well, yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Well, as far as ladies, I have my goddaughters, my nieces, just my, you know, those are my ladies. My mom. That's it. That's it for me.
All right. What Reminisce? She know you married. What about you, Ted?
Hey, man.
You got Zena.
You got Zena.
Right. Zena and Gaia.
Zena and Gaia.
Those are his Great Danes. He has dogs.
I got Mary Mary.
Who's that?
The CD or weed?
Damn, I didn't even think of it on neither one of them levels. No, I was thinking just the song by Run DMC, Mary Mary. No. Like, you bugging.
Yeah, well, no, shout out to Hannah.
Yeah, shout out to Hannah, though. She said she's been listening to the show since the beginning.
Where's she at?
It doesn't say anything.
Yeah.
Hannah.
Shout out to my man Yager. Shout out to my man Mika Ayono, African brother, though. He emails me articles 4 or 5 times a day.
Keep it up, Yono.
Damn right, man.
He sit there, he'd be like, yeah, I'll email him back. He's like, oh, man, I'm in class, man. I got another article for you. He emails us all the time, man.
Damn right.
Shout out to him, man. He said he's going to drop us some money, too, so that'll help out the cause, as always.
Right. Cause I need a new headband.
Oh, man. We got a gang of, like, student exchange group of people that listen to the show that, like, it's like 15 of them.
Straight up.
They over in China, in Beijing. There's, like, a whole bunch of black student exchange and, like, other people that student exchange. Like, one person put one person on, and then everybody started getting it. Yeah.
Like a virus.
Shout out to all them, though. And that's actually Lisa is the one that put everybody on it. She's from
Lisa Turtle?
Not Lisa Turtle, because you know she looks jacked up now. Have y'all seen her?
I want the old.
Oh, you
retro.
Mean the old Lisa?
Yeah,
Turtle.
I want Lisa Turtle, not Lark Voorhees.
The Lisa is right
now. She's from
now.
Cleveland.
From Cleveland?
She's from Cleveland. She's doing a student exchange over in Beijing.
Shout out to Lisa from
doing
Cleveland.
Doing big things.
What?
Yeah, with her. Yeah, was she talking crazy? Have you seen that video?
No, Lisa from Saved by
the Real.
Yeah.
Lark Voorhees, you mean?
Lark Voorhees, right, from
Saved
by the
Bell. Yeah, man, what y'all think about that, man?
I feel.
I think she's crazy, for real, though.
But sometimes they can take them videos and make you look crazy.
That's true.
You know, you could be like, yeah, man.
Was there a lot of editing?
She was making up words on the spot. That's like the whole video.
Oh, my God. I didn't see the whole video.
What time? Is it worse than Maya Campbell?
Ooh, I don't know.
a dope fiend versus this?
I don't know.
Maya Campbell was like, she was legitimately.
She was like, they're on the block, like, finna get fucked by some people. Like,
I mean, hers was deep, but you see her, you be like, oh, damn, she's great.
Okay, but you know what? Maya Campbell, I've seen 3 or 4 videos with her acting reckless. This is one for Hogwarts.
You like, what the fuck? Like, she's making up words.
Yeah.
Like, literally.
I still don't know what she was talking about. I watched it twice. I don't even know the purpose of the interview.
I'm about to go look at it, man.
You gotta listen to it, man.
It's hard to find, like, a whole video. Oh my God.
Lark Voorhees.
Yeah, Lark Voorhees, man.
Man, he's want to hit her raw back in the day.
Man, you don't want to now.
No more.
Well, let's get into some topics, man. Chris Brown, man, going after this comedic writer.
I don't blame
online,
him,
though. But I heard, but you know, I'm talking about the comedy writer, though. Her name is Jenny Johnson. Yeah, you've heard of her before?
Yeah.
Like, see, she doesn't like that in general, or like?
I don't know. I don't know too much about her.
They said that she's been going at him hard for like a year and a half, two years, just tweeting him like every day, like does hating on him every day for like 2 years.
It's like this, man. People like her, leave that shit alone, man. They don't have nothing to do with you, for one. For two, you know, look, that man is past that moment in his life just because you feel like he ain't sorry enough. What the fuck do you want him to do? Him and Rihanna are back together. You know, obviously he's sorry for it. I'm sure he, you know, everybody deal with their own demons the way they deal with them. But, like, it's time, like this. You can't keep dwelling on something that.
Well, I'm just saying the moment of comedy is past. Like, I mean, that shit happened hell ago.
Like 2 years ago. No, she started 2 years ago tweeting him. She tweets him every day, like,
she
want to
get
slurs.
She
want
to get attention to something, man. Leave that man alone. Just be funny.
I mean, this is the thing though. Even as a comic though, if you're going, especially if you're consistently going at a celebrity, you got to be able to notice. You got to take that shit back though, right?
Hell yeah! It's like this, man. You can't keep poking a lion with a stick.
And he already go ham on Twitter in general. It's not like you just poking fun at Tom Cruise on there or something, because he ain't gonna really mess with you.
He ain't gonna respond.
Yeah, but Chris Brown is known to go after people on Twitter.
You going after a nigga that has a history, a track record of.
Being right, he own, like, you know, people like that, they know what you're trying to do.
Yeah.
And so, what's the point of even keep bringing up the Rihanna incident? Okay, wow, everybody knows what happens. What do you want him to do? If he apologized to you, somebody else going to be like, yeah, well, he didn't seem sorry enough. But you want to apologize to everybody that he didn't whoop? Like, you know?
Well, this is her tweet that pissed him off. He says, I look old as fuck. I'm only 23. Then she retweets him and says, I know, being a worthless piece of shit can really age a person.
Right, I saw that.
Yeah, asshole move. Then Twist Brown just start going off on 15 different tweets on her ass.
Right.
And got his fans tweeting her, fucking with her.
Uh-huh.
Because he got 11.6 million people and she has 1 million or something like that.
Yeah.
So it's basically people that got too many damn followers just going at each other.
Right.
And it's got to suck, though, to an extent. And you got to have an organizer for, like, because, like, what if I'm really tweeting you on some real shit, like, hey, man, check out this video, and you got 50 other mentions of people just cussing you out? That's one of the only things I wouldn't want to have, like, a super bigger Twitter following like that.
Right.
Because, like, you might be like, hey, man, DP out this video of such and such.
You
got to
strictly use that just for.
But you got to set up your account where you can set up, I know, a certain, like, tweet deck and all them where only your people that you fuck with will come in your timeline on this side, but you can have like your regular mentions, but like you can have your mentions from only people that are like you that you follow,
right?
So you could just
maybe he didn't see all the other shit. Maybe that was
yeah, but I mean, but that one maybe. But the thing is though, other people started retweeting it though, so he probably looked over there and started seeing it in his corner.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He probably got to one of his people,
and one of his people might even retweeted to him.
Who the fuck is this bitch? She been doing this for 2 years.
Well, no, they already got into it before on Twitter though, like a while back, and he was like, "Damn, you still on me?"
Apparently she ain't got shit else to do for real.
Nah,
alright, leave that man alone, man. Ain't nobody. I mean,
we knew he was gonna get back with Rihanna anyway, though, right?
But everybody had called it back in 2009.
Yeah. I don't even see why people are tripping off of it, man. This show is gonna be a little bit more depressing show. I'm just putting that out there ahead of time.
Right.
Putting that disclaimer out there for everybody, because that was the most lighthearted topic I got on the docket.
Straight up.
Yeah. Okay, we can go back. If y'all want to go to Elmo, you know, four more people came out against Elmo.
I was thinking about that today.
Elmo,
I was wondering,
like dick.
What'd you say?
Elmo like dick.
He got four more accusers, man.
He quit.
Yeah, he quit, but four more accusers came out, though. So, is this true?
But that's what I'm saying. I wonder if they doing...
just because.
Yeah,
like
they got Michael Jackson. Like, one nigga was like, yeah. And then it was like, hold on.
But I dropped them off.
Right.
The one dude that dropped them off at the dude house. He molested me, too. I delivered
his mail. Like, yeah, I really don't know. I mean, I feel like that's sad, dude. That's really sad.
Man,
we can have some more lighthearted ones after this, though. I'll go to the two lightest, hardest ones after this.
Okay.
But go ahead. But
I'm just saying, man. Elmar, you know, he getting some ass, man.
He's literally some ass.
Right. Man, I had his hand up my ass all these years. It's time for me to get up in some ass, too. That's what he felt like. And he did.
Do you, Do you think that he did this now since four more people came out, though?
The next Elmo dies up at Toys R Us is going to have a dick on him. That's Mom, the new what one? Is that? Turn around. Don't look at it.
This is Anatomy Elmo.
Oh, no. Y'all did not say the Johnny O's Elmo. The dildo yeah, Elmo.
The dildo Elmo.
Dildo Elmo.
But I mean, hey.
Some of that sex doors.
That man hit that.
He be talking shit while you while she be putting him, while
Elmo,
she be using
Elmo
dildos.
Elmo like dick. Elmo like dick. Elmo like dick.
But can you change the sentence if you're a female, though?
You what?
Can you change the sentence on there, like if it's a female that buys the dildo? Or is it only for males?
The dildo. I think the Elmo one right now will only be for males just due to the situation that's going down. You know?
But they can capitalize on it.
Yeah, man. But yeah, I just say, dude, he straight quit his job. You know how to be serious. I'm not going to quit Sesame Street. Can you tell me how to get to Sesame Street? Don't nobody ever know for real, but where he found Sesame a way Street? And he was on Sesame Street
and
he
left
quit?
Sesame Street.
You ain't going to be able to find your way back, man.
Y'all think Bert and Ernie was gay?
Do I think?
Yeah.
I always thought them niggas was brothers.
Hey, Bert.
No, nah, man. Two these some grown ass men living together.
No, they had two beds.
They had two beds. They had
Rubber
two
Ducky, you're the one.
You're the one. They would take ducky. Baths together and stuff.
They take baths together.
Yes, they did.
I had never seen them in a bathtub together.
You never seen a bathtub
nah,
together?
I've
seen
man.
One in the two.
Ernie would be in there on Bert.
Bert,
was,
right.
Bert was the orange
Bert
one.
Right? Bert be pouring the bath water.
Rubber
Bert.
Ducky.
No, nah, Ernie was the orange one.
Yeah.
Okay, Ernie.
It'd be Ernie. Yeah.
So Bert be pouring his bath water, though?
Shit, I don't know. I think Bert probably.
Now, why you say the poor like this is medieval style? Like that nigga, we got
ran,
a bucket.
Ran, I'm telling you, man, ran his bathroom.
I think Bert used to do cocaine, man, because his eyes is always buck. You see that?
Yeah, and he's always mad.
That ain't for no reason, dog. Like Ernie, I know you've been messing with my shit, man.
I've been coming in there. Taking some of his coke.
Right. I know you've been messing with my shit. You've been happy all day playing with that fucking rubber ducky.
I know you high as hell.
Well, I know you high.
You and the motherfucking
hey,
count.
Ernie, you see my bag?
No, Bert. We're ready for our next. We already for a break. We're going to go to our break. We'll be back, and hopefully, we won't depress y'all and rest of the straight out location.
No, we ain't going to depress.
One,
two.
Hey. Young Moolah, baby.
Yeah.
Y'all ready?
I admit I was almost crazy. Had me thinking about calling that bitch that night and let her know where she could come and meet me. But it's cool, I'ma be a lady. She thinks she cute, but she don't face me. And if you knew about all of this good luck, you'll be missing out on you wouldn't have made me. Can't say I'm not hurt. I'll be damned if I'm broken. What we had is now hers. Let her know she can have.
Yeah.
you worry about that other hoe? Cause that other hoe ain't worried about another hoe. Yeah, you say it's over, but you still fussing. You just clumsy, always tripping over nothing. That other bitch is just that other bitch. I give her space and give you the mothership. We can't let her tell them what we built. I told you if you ride or die, then I'll be your seatbelt. In sickness and in health, for rich poor, and I stay rich. But love is a bitch, and bitches ain't shit. And I'm riding with a girl named Keisha, smoking on Keisha.
Rushing through traffic just to get dinner ready in time. And I don't mind calling when I'm late just to give you peace of mind. See, it pays to tell the truth. Look at what you had to lose. Should think before you do. Did you not know the rules? You see, it pays to tell the truth. Feel so sorry for you. You could have had it all. Too bad you got a fall. Now you leave nothing.
Disrespect you, cause what we had was so 38 special. And there was times that I heard niggas test you, but I ain't even asked, I was just waiting to catch you. But you caught me and everything was on me. It was time to face the music, everything was on key. And them lies sounded good, didn't it? Know you sick of me, now I'm supposed to leave with zero. Is you kidding me? One minus one equals none. And if you gon' leave, then you might leave with some. But you gon' think about me every time you see my son. And I'ma think about you every time I see the sun in the morning. It's gon' be times we get caught up in the moment. But don't turn your back on the man you belong with. Cause if you lose, then I lose too. But if you cool, then I'm cool too.
watch that Lark Voorhees video again.
Personage. Opinionata.
When you wake up in the morning and then I got a warning
on time.
Y'all trip off how they move Bayside. Y'all trip off how they moved the whole cast from Indiana to California, though.
They moved them from Indiana to California.
The original series was Good Morning, Miss Bliss. Was that when they was in middle school? Remember
but
that?
I never did watch it. I had to go back and look online.
And they repackaged it. It used to be called, the TV show was actually called Good Morning, Miss Bliss.
But Zach and them wasn't on there, right?
Yeah, Zach. It was Zach, Lisa, and Screech was the only returning cast members from that original one.
Right.
And okay. Mr. Building.
And whoever was on that original probably mad in the motherfucker.
It was on another network. They canceled it. Like maybe, I think, ABC or something canceled it. NBC bought it, repackaged it, put it in California, and then just brought it and blew it up.
I know they mad.
I wonder where they taped it at for real.
Well, the show was supposed to be in Indiana at first. The middle school was in Indiana, but then they moved it to California, and then but they package it when they put the repeats back on like it's just one continuous thing. So you trip off of it, they say like, yeah, we in Indiana. I think
it's all right because I'm saved by the.
But opinionata, it's man. All what's your opinionata?
Because I'm saved by the
bear. My opinionata.
What is an opinionata?
Is that a real word?
No, we can Google it.
Let's Google it.
She said, I want to Google it. Opinionata.
Opinion.
It is your opinion. Maybe
did
it
you
was,
say something about a pinata.
I've never. All right, I think it gotta be about an opinion about a pinata.
maybe it's part of the Spanish.
Is not enough candy in there or something? Or?
Yeah, my opinion. Yeah. Okay, that's how you need to. Okay, that's what it is. I know what it is now.
Okay,
what is
it's
it?
When you. Okay, it's a what's a person who does appraisals? Somebody who does appraisals on pinatas. And basically, you go through.
Appraisals on pinatas.
Yeah, you take them to the store with you, and they lift the pinata up. And they give you an opinion on how much candy.
They give you a pinata.
How much grade your pinata?
Yeah, they get an opinion on how much candy on the inside of it.
How much is this actually worth with candy inside?
Let me see.
You want my personal pinata?
You want my right? You're right.
My personal
opinion. We need an pinata expert. Pinata. I don't know how to say it. How do you say it?
Pinata. Pinata.
Pinata.
Personage.
Whatever, but let's get back
to
some more topics.
It's all right.
Rim sent me this a while ago, but I forgot to put it on. But man sued his woman for being too ugly in one.
Yeah, in China.
She did get ugly though.
No, it's not that she got ugly.
Kid.
What happened
it was
their
kid.
It was their kid. No, what happened was they had a kid that turned out being like he couldn't recognize the features. So
she had plastic surgery.
She had plastic surgery. And never told him. So when they had a kid, it got all her old traits.
Oh, that's right. Okay,
you know, man, what is this?
This
what
ugly motherfucker.
What is this?
Excuse me.
Is mad.
So he was like, "This ain't how you look."
He's
so
like, "What? This is not my baby."
Nah.
I mean, but it makes sense though.
He said, "That baby don't look like me."
He won. He won the case.
Which I mean, that was kind of like a lotto.
Yeah, and it'd be different if I told you, like, hey, I did have plastic surgery. But, oh, okay, well, how did you look?
You know what's funny, though? I wonder if people would actually think about that, though. Like, you meet this bad chick, you get with her, you know, and things work out, and she tells you.
But at some point, when you want to see pictures when they were, like, in high school.
Yeah, I do.
Middle school stuff, I'm just saying.
I need to scroll through, though. I need to see
a series of pictures. But when you, let's say you ended up liking this woman, and y'all, you know. Y'all want to have
Would you think
about how she looked previously? Would that even cross your mind?
I need to see a picture.
Yeah.
Would that cross your mind before
But at least he would have known, though, like, okay, it's a possibility my kids might look fucked up from, like, 10 to 18. You know what I'm saying? You would know that then. He didn't know that. He think his kid's going to be fly like her the whole time.
Dude, she looked completely different, dog.
Yeah,
like,
she paid some money on her shit.
It was like 15 grand.
All right, getting to the next topic. We'll keep it moving. Woman beats her boyfriend for bad sex.
Hey, nigga. That shit's finna start an epidemic. It's finna be...
Dude, she made him get off, they said, too.
How?
Because she said that...
Is he pressing charges?
Nah, he ain't pressing charges.
That's why. He's like, I got my nut.
No. He probably like, just give me another shot, okay? I mean, it was some good pussy, okay?
You gotta lay that down, though. He do got that...
You read that shit, Javon, about the dude with the... He got beat up by her boyfriend beating him? No.
His girlfriend whooped on him because he came too fast while they were smashing.
I bet he learned next time. You know not to do that no more.
Hey, next
you better
time
fake it. For real, you can't be out here busting fast with these women. Man, you got to take your time, man. And if you think you're going to bust,
what are you doing? You think you're going
to
bust?
Just pull out and start. I'm going to tell you what to do.
Okay.
This works every time.
Step one.
This is the only step. That's all you need right here. If you smashing your woman, man, and you think you finna bust, just pull out real fast. It's throw you all the way off. It's going to reset you. Pull out and just start singing Michael Jackson. You want to be starting something. No warning. Just pull out.
You say it out loud, or it's in your head?
Out loud. You know what I'm talking about? Do the chorus, though, Jay. Pull out and say, it's too high to get over.
Yeah.
Too low to get under.
Yeah.
Stuck in the middle.
Yeah.
I'm a vegetable.
Vegetable.
Made in you.
I'm a vegetable.
So when do you put it back in?
Huh?
When do you put it back in?
Okay, you gotta sing the chorus for approximately, I'd say, 10.3 seconds.
Okay.
Then that should that
as long
should
as take, it takes for 100 minutes.
That should add you 5 more minutes onto, you know, she's gonna be anxious, so you gotta go hard for those 5 minutes. Don't let up.
They said don't let up.
Don't let up. And if, you know, you happen to get red bus again,
just let it go.
Yeah, you might as well go ahead.
You can't come back from that.
No.
You can't do the chorus twice.
All right, we'll keep it going with the topics.
I got my nut. You need to be mad.
Cory Booker decides that he's going to go on food stamps for a week. What y'all think?
I think
the
it's
mayor
good.
Of Newark, Cory Booker's the mayor of Newark, New Jersey.
I feel like that's needed because he called. I'm glad they videotaping it. I'm excited. I hope they show it because everybody talks like, well, let's just get a preface of the story. Basically, the mayor is connected to, I guess it's some person on Twitter who also lives in the state. And they were complaining about people being on food stamps and that it's not the government's job to, what is it, supply nutrition?
Yeah.
And they were saying that. He was like, you know, it's really hard to, if you got a family, to live off of food stamps. She was like, I know people who are struggling, who, you know, with feeding their family, you know, and they're not on the assistance. He was like, well, apparently you don't know how hard it is. He was like, he tell you what, he was like, I'll go on food stamps. We can both go on food stamps for a week to see, you know, what type of effects and changes will happen between us. I mean, so I feel like
but
it's commendable.
But is it kind of pretentious, though, a little bit? Because it's like, okay. It's kind of like you don't really get to live it because you know there's an ending to it.
Well, it doesn't matter. But I think the biggest thing is that, like, for instance, if you're used to having money, mm-hmm. you don't know what it feels like not to have money.
Yeah, but this is the thing, though. You really don't know the feeling of not having the money because you know at some point that you're going to get the money back.
Yeah, you're
going to
know. But the thing is,
so you're not really living it, though.
You can live it for a week. It's momentary. I mean, nobody's going to go. I mean.
But I'm saying, but I just don't think he should have did it, period, though.
I mean, I commend him because he's actually, at least he's trying to put some sort of pressure on the people that are making claims like it's not that hard. You know what I mean? Like, this person's going to be in for a rude awakening if they really got a family. Because the average amount of food stamps that you're allowed
to get. It's like $120.
It's like $133. Yeah. So if you got a family. It's a week.
That's a week?
It's a week.
Okay.
So. But that might be the cap. You know what I mean? Like
that might be with four kids.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like that might be the one of the higher paid. Like if you got four kids. So.
Well, I mean, I know one thing.
No. You're right. It is
a month.
It's a month. I was thinking of.
Yeah, I was gonna say a month.
I was thinking of the
unemployment.
Unemployment. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a month.
Yeah. It's 133. So yeah. So to be able to, I mean, and honestly.
I mean, you can make ramen noodle. You know.
Casserole
though. You know. Javon has a whole recipe for.
Okay, now what you'd like to do, I'm going to let you guys know this right now.
This is Javon, you surviving on $120.
$120, okay.
$100
a month. You have to spend, you can spend approximately $20 on ramen noodles alone.
So $120 is on ramen noodles?
$20 on ramen noodles.
Okay, $20 on ramen noodles.
Get them in bulk. Get you, you know, some ramen noodles. Also, you want to get you some sauteed onions.
Okay.
Get your onions. You know, you can buy some garlic bread. Or you can just get some regular wheat bread for $1.20. Okay, let's say roughly $1.80 a bundle. How many people is in the family?
Let's say four.
Four. Okay. So that's gonna be pushing it, but we can make this happen. You gotta get your turkey meat. You're gonna chop that up in your first batch of ramen noodles. Put that.
So how much I gotta spend on the turkey with the snaps?
Turkey, approximately, I say around $7-$8, but that's going to get you three pounds of turkey meat. And, you know, you can put that towards your family. Put some in a freezer, you know, some for, and you cook some for tonight. Also, what you want to do, you want to definitely take advantage of soups.
Okay.
Lots of soups. Lots of soups. If you have a small, you know, a kid that's in kindergarten, you don't want to give them too much soup because we're trying to get, you know, get some more meat on their bones and things like that. So what you want to do is take your soup and pour that in the ramen noodle. I know a lot of you looking at me like, you know, what kind of dish is this? Well, I'm going to let you know, on $120-some a month food stamp, this is the kind of dish you're going to want to eat. What you can do is take the bread that you bought for $1.89 after you put the soup in the noodles. You can take your bread, sop the soup up, eat the bread, you know.
Do you put any meat in there?
You can put a little bit of turkey meat in there. You just kind of saute it. Give it that short simmer and, you know, just
The whole point is always it's ridiculous to try to somebody to do this.
But you know what's funny? Because now that you said it, it can be a little pretentious. I see what you're saying.
$120 yeah. though, you can't live off that a month.
No. The only thing, well, people are doing it.
But I think it's pretentious though.
But here's the only thing. The only way I can see it not being pretentious is if they say you got $133, you know, you got $130 that you get to use, you know, for food stamps, you know. But if you can only, if we're gonna be gonna doing this for a week,
you gotta take the prorated rate.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So you're not gonna spend $130 all in that first week.
Yeah, you get what would that be, $35 or whatever it would be a week.
Well, I mean, I guess you could do that. Yeah, because it wouldn't really make sense to do it like that. Because if you give them $100.
Oh, could you live off $35 in a week eating?
Yeah. Yeah.
You can.
You just had to go to the supermarket. You can't go to the, you can't do fast food shit.
You can't do nothing with that.
But
I'm talking about eating breakfast, lunch, dinner all week, $35.
Yeah. You can't do fast food. But, I mean, think about it. You go buy some cereal, you have to eat that for the entire, you have to eat the same thing.
Cereal, breakfast, lunch, dinner?
No, cereal, do breakfast, and you got to cook a big pot of something. That's going to be lunch every day, and then a big pot of something else, and that'll be dinner every day. But you gotta cook this shit.
But people need to quit acting like food stamps is supposed to be the lick like that too, though. Like it's the lick, like, oh yeah. That's
nah, it depends though. Now you, if you purchase them off somebody, it is a lick.
That's a whole nother different trade.
I would agree.
Yeah. That's a whole nother different trade.
They're gonna do the security on that one sometime. Where you can't do nothing. They probably gonna make you have to do an eyeball scan, everything to use your. car just to make sure nobody's selling their stamps, because man, it's getting crazy.
What's the craziest thing y'all seen with stamp selling?
I mean, I done seen people sell like maybe like $200 or something for like $140 or something like that. Sure, you getting like an extra
$60,
yeah,
$70, yeah,
and no tax.
I know, right?
And no tax.
You swiping away. Just can't buy no hot food. You can't get them from that hot side though. You try to do that? No.
Oh, you talking about like the
hot
food.
Bar.
Oh, yeah. But you can
try
meat
to get
and
too
that.
Cocky. Oh, yeah, put the orange chicken on it. They ain't gonna say that. They be like, ma'am, you got to put this back. This on. This
are
is
you
hot.
Sure you actually have food stamps? Most people who have food stamps know that.
Nah, I'm tripping. I thought that was cold chicken. No, ma'am. Well, we walked around in the store with it. It should be cold by now. Ma'am, this is hot chicken, okay? You can't get nothing off that rack up there. Well, you know what? Fuck it then. I don't need these food stamps. I'm gone. Yes, you do need them food stamps. You better sit in that line. Never trying to play with these people.
We'll keep the topics going. Jesse Jackson resigns, but they say the feds was on his ass for him to resign. No, that's
was.
Why he resigned.
Jesse Jackson,
so
or
junior.
Jesse Junior.
Junior.
He pulled that fucking.
He was going crazy though. Yeah. He went like he just got out the rehab or something, didn't he?
Wasn't he using the money for other stuff?
He pulled a Martha Stewart. That nigga was redecorating his house in Washington D.C. and somebody.
He got a crib in D.C.
Yeah, because he's a congressman. So
nice crib.
I'm not sure how it is.
It probably is nice though.
They were like, and he, you know, that he was using his campaign money to fix up his house.
And yeah, they can shit, work out back win. To him. It don't matter.
They ain't the Martha Stewart, though. The Martha Stewart is getting the hookup.
No. What I'm saying is.
Oh, he was being like Martha Stewart with hooking up his crib.
No. He was being Martha Stewart because that's why they're saying, like, they were about to go into investigation. And somebody let him know, like, yo.
Oh, but so they still trying to get him for it, though,
he hasn't shown up to any congressional meetings. And
He got elected while he was in rehab.
That's dope. I mean,
literally.
No, literally, yeah. Like, he literally was in rehab, and then got elected and didn't do no campaign, nothing.
Dang, right?
That's just like, that's like Mary and Barry getting reelected.
You probably came out sniff. Bitch, how we do it, baby.
Thank you.
This is how we do it, baby.
I need some new gutters.
Now I'm going back. Now I'm going back to my 7 o'clock meeting.
I'm going back to what I was doing before, dipping my face in this baby powder.
So I mean, do y'all think? I mean, do y'all think this whole Jackson family is just because that's one of the reader Mika? He said that he just thinks all the Jacksons are corrupted general.
From, including like Michael?
He said, no, yeah, he said from like, Joe to Jesse, they all corrupt.
If you got the last name Jackson, you in trouble.
He ain't trusting you.
Really? I just think, you know, hey, look here, man. Everybody can do their own thing. Everybody, no matter how, even Barack Obama has something that he does that we like, we all be like, man, that I did not know. But it's like, you know, everybody got their own little things they do, man. There ain't nobody perfect. Mm-hmm. But you can't take, I say this, though. Stealing, that's one thing. Like, when you taking the money that's supposed to be used for your campaign or whatever else, use it for that. I'm saying that now, but I'd be fucked up about getting that position. And all of a sudden, y'all see Javon Bibbs caught decorating his house.
But that was my money.
Right. It was going to me. I'm saying, I need to win, baby. This me. I need to win, right?
It's me, baby. It's right. Me.
Power corrupts.
Don't kid me.
Since we keep it going into our next topic, we're going to go into the little children's section, but it's not good children's section of the show.
I don't know if that's the first way, the best way to
A woman gets her 7-year-old weed for leukemia to help her.
Hey, now, she was dosing her up, though.
You think that was wrong, what the lady was doing?
Okay. So when I read
it's right or wrong, because it's all different. I wouldn't do it.
They were saying that the weed was making her feel better, and she was going through intense pain.
Right. No, it was. It said it helps in leukemia into. But see, you understand, the mom is like a weed believer. Like, she said it helped clear up her father's skin condition. It helped some other stuff in her family. Like,
man, hold on, man. But one thing is, why do people always act like a weed is a black and a brown people thing? And it's way more white people do weed than black people and brown people.
Well, I mean, I think, I don't know.
But when you people look at it, it's a black thing, though. Like, you know. In general, stigmatized and a black and brown people thing.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't say we talk about it more. They
the media.
No, I think they're way more public with their displays of weed than we are.
Think about it. It was a point in time white folks was doing a hippie thing out in public.
Dude, they doing it more public now in New York and like Chicago, the smoking weed out in public.
Yeah. Okay, you know what, though?
And those are white states. Keep this in mind, the predominantly white states weed.
Did they really legalize it?
Colorado and Washington did.
So I'm saying you can walk around on the street smoking weed now.
It doesn't start. Actually, shout out to one of our other listeners. He actually tweeted us and let us know. He's up in that area, Seattle. I'm going to read his tweets because he listens to our show and we're talking about it.
Uh-huh.
And he said it doesn't – let me go to the exact tweets. But he was saying that it doesn't go into
effect
to 2013, though. I'm going to read his tweets exactly. He says they're already dropping most current pending charges. I tweeted him, he tweeted me about it, and he said the stipulations don't go into effect 2013. These are the brothers at Downtown Black and Brown podcast. These are the ones that hit us up. They said, I just heard episode 52, and we're from Seattle, and they already dropped 1,000 marijuana charges already. But the stipulations don't go into effect to 2013, where you can just be doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Then he said, already they are dropping most current pending charges from people, and then their passage of legislation initiative, 220 marijuana cases dismissed in the state of Washington alone.
Dude, I wonder if this is going to be good or bad for weed salesmen then.
It's bad for weed salesmen.
If it's legal, they going to be selling that shit like in the stores and stuff. They're going to sell the bad stuff in the stores now. You know, them big manufacturers going to be able to pay big money for the whatever.
Oh, yeah. But I already knew people that was already buying up land and stuff.
But they could become, what's it called?
Yeah, when I lived in New York, though, it was guys already, like, that was stockbroker dudes that was, like, already knowing that weed's finna legalize, and they already was, like, trying to set away money and think about investment plans. This is
right,
back in early
2000s. You got to grow that like in a warehouse though too. Yeah, you ain't gonna be able to grow it like in a cornfield.
Yeah, you got to be able to irrigate it and keep it under the surface.
Think of how many people. I mean, how many people gonna become legitimate businessmen out this?
A lot.
Think about how much tax dollars Colorado and Washington
straight out of
get.
I mean, we should probably pool our money together,
buy some land.
Somewhere.
Hey, keep on donating us. Right. Try low cash, try to get that old weed.
Hey, yeah.
We calling it weed bucks.
Man, look here. I don't even smoke weed, but
I bet you get a paid off of it if it was an investment.
Right. And I'm be telling you which one is the best kind. It's like a car salesman.
We got pink lemonade.
You
ain't
got your driver's license to be a car salesman.
Or you ain't got to drive them cars.
At all. So I'm be telling y'all, hey, man, this is the best stuff. This that I'm be making up names for. Yeah, this that banana weed right
y'all
here.
Y'all know Wiz Khalifa got his own weed named after him.
Yeah. What?
The Wiz Khalifa. Yeah. Some guys, some Canada growers named some weed that's supposed to be potent. Snoop's got four weeds named after him, though.
Straight up.
Four different types. Snoop Lion. Snoop Doggy Dog, Snoop Dogg. Ooh. Like, every one of his new names, he's got a different set of weed for it.
Craziness.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to this chick.
Yeah.
The reason why I said it was nervous, they said that the girl's father, who's divorced from the mom, is a little nervous about her smoking weed because she's so young and it could actually do some brain damage. Because they said at one point, they put so much weed in this little girl that it was equivalent to smoking 10 joints in 24 hours.
Damn.
10 joints?
For a 7-year-old to be doing that?
Yeah. 10 joints in 24
hours.
So
she ha-ha-ha.
Yeah. She out there in Uranus.
Right. Her friend probably come over. Sarah, you want to play? Nah, I'm just sitting here with my mom.
They said all she do is get high and
play
video games all day. But a 7-year-old would do that anyway. But
right. But he said when he was trying to talk to her, it was just like, he was talking to a dirty dish napkin.
Oh, man.
Well, man, let's get into the real depressing part of the show. And this is went more and more downhill. All these are going to be about murder. Nice. Black men.
Welcome back.
Oh, man.
First one on the thing, though, let's start with the brother in Arkansas that got popped by his... the opportunities that the Air Force can offer. Commercial thing, though.
Pop-up. Sorry about that, guys.
Pop-up to this live podcast.
Porn pop-up. Sorry about that.
Brother in Arkansas, though, he was at his boss's house. They was eating lunch. He just pulls out a gun while everybody's sitting at the table and just shoots him.
His boss?
Yeah, his boss. Just shot
him. For no reason.
Nobody knows. He just went to jail yesterday, but he was out of jail for like 4 or 5 days, just sitting there. He just came. They was just sitting there. He pulled out a revolver.
Was he at work?
Yeah, they were after it was their lunch, during lunch. And they all just sitting there. No, everybody's sitting there eating lunch and everything.
No, that was at the boss's place.
But they were eating lunch at his place.
Yeah.
So like 4, 5, 6 people, yeah.
Was he high?
It could be. I don't know.
I don't know, but he pulled out a gun and just shot him.
They talked to the wife, and the wife said the dude, the...
They was cool with him and everything.
Yeah,
the wife said it was no problem.
The dude that was murdered said that...
His fiance.
No, they had gotten married. They were just going to have a larger ceremony for...
Oh, okay. I thought they was just engaged. Okay.
What is done in the dark shall come to light. It's going to be something else behind
you think it's
it,
something
dog.
Deeper, though? Like he He owed him some money or something?
It might be deeper than that.
Oh,
it
no.
It might be Elmo deep.
Oh, shit.
For real.
Only you would take that case
and infuse
it with Elmo.
You never know. You never know nowadays, man. Well, somebody
now you done
like
got
that.
Rim on board. Now you done got
I'm
rim.
Just saying,
it is strange as hell though.
Just to shoot in front of everybody else, like
yeah, it was a desert eagle.
And all us know
a desert eagle.
It was
too?
A desert eagle.
Shit, he was.
And all us
up.
Know he been cool. Like y'all been cool this whole time.
Yeah.
In front of everybody else.
They said they used to party together, hang out, and the families used to hang out and all that stuff.
That's some mafia shit right there. Let me set an example.
Yeah. It was just, but it, so you think it's deeper than that, huh, Javon?
Yeah, I do. I think it's way deeper than that. It's deep. It might be, yeah, a little bit too deep.
Let you go deep.
Elmo like dick deep, huh?
Yeah, nah. But nah, that's crazy though, man. For him to shoot the guy at his table.
Yeah.
Man, what? Y'all managers better start putting this overtime on people's checks, like.
Oh man, dude! But this next case is the one that really finna hurt everybody, though.
Oh man!
And it's gonna be at least we'll talk about this up into the break. Oh man, a brother in Florida, Jacksonville, had to be Florida. Mm-hmm. Shot in his car, not even his car. He was with his friends in their car. The white man rolls up on their car.
Music loud.
Music too loud.
They yell at each other
like, "We ain't turn that shit down." He pulls out a gun, sprays the car with 9 bullets. Kid in the back. That was the honor roll student that went to the magnet school. Dead.
Of course.
Two in the front, they went dead?
No. The ones out, they was the main ones arguing with him was the ones in the front that was driving. And he's dead, and he's trying to use stand your ground as his defense, just like Zimmerman.
He said he thought he saw a rifle or a shotgun or something like that.
Dude, that's crazy.
Nobody had any weapons.
You see a shotgun, you're going to
see
one.
if this doesn't set the precedent, like if they don't get a, if they don't get this shit under control, dog, this shit can be, this shit can turn mad ugly.
Yeah, it could.
Because now,
is this free reign on shooting Negroes right
now?
Yeah,
it's free. Period.
Hey, yeah,
because black people
black
do
and
it
white,
too.
Black
that's
and white, black
niggas,
and white.
Niggas are gonna get mad and start doing shit to them, picking fights and just. Oh, I thought he reached for his pen. And I thought.
But I think it's just about the way people are now, man. People ain't taking the shit no more. I don't know if y'all heard about this story that happened. Well, I don't know if it happened yesterday, but up in Michigan, these two teens had broken into their neighbor's house, and it was like two high school teens. It's up in like the suburbs up in Michigan. You can bring the story up on here. You know, they broke in the neighbor's house. The neighbor caught them after they broke in his house. I guess he was like the weird old man type, stay down the street, so
yeah,
they want to break
okay.
in his house and mess
so
with
they
him.
Knew that he figured out who broke it in? Or they was
he
already
saw them in his house, grabbed his gun. Now they said he pulled his gun out, and I guess it jammed. So the chick was laughing at him while his gun jammed. So he still had his gun. I want to say, I guess he unjammed it, or when he got another gun, killed the girl. It was a girl and a boy. Killed both of them. He told the police, yeah, I shot him more times than I needed to shoot him. So they arrested the old man, but it's like they broke into his house, though, so I don't know.
I don't blame him on that.
Yeah, I don't blame him on that.
Yeah. You can bring the story up. Type in two teens, Michigan, breaking. Let me see. I'm going to type it in.
That's really sad.
No, I get it, though, sometimes, but this one where you just playing your music loud in the parking lot, all you got to do is just
drive away.
Yeah. I think it was outside his son's wedding or something. Was it something like that? Because he was up in Jackson before his son's wedding. Because he's from Orlando area. He's from Orlando area. He was up in Jackson, I think, for his son's wedding.
That's crazy.
Maybe he was telling him to turn it down because it's outside the reception or something.
I doubt it. They probably was like, he was just pissed.
Yeah. And then it's an inherent fear. Of young black males, period, in general, you know what I'm saying? Shit, black males, period. But even on top of that, I was thinking about what Rashad said on two episodes ago about, I wonder how many of them have facial hair.
Oh, the kid?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the one kid got popped, though. He didn't have any facial hair, though, but he was in the back.
Right.
And, of course, it's the honor roll student, the one that's smart and stuff, the one that get popped.
That's how it always is.
I'm pretty sure they look like kids.
Yeah. One dude's 17.
Yeah, they said... 17, some 20-year-olds look like kids to me now. I'd be like, dude, like,
shit, I barely look like I'm 20. I mean, 21.
Right.
So, I mean, I get it, though, man. So, that case is sad, man. That was real sad to see that. And he's trying to, of course, he's going to use stand your ground law and everything on that. And this actually, I think this actually damages Zimmerman's case, if anything. The whole stand your ground law, period. It just damages it. Like, dude, y'all, you just shooting like that. Damn. My case coming up now.
I mean, they're going to have to do something, dog. Because if they don't, like, they're going to have to put a stop to this or make some sort of adjustments to this motherfucker. Because, like I said, people just going to start using it to the whim. It's like, oh, okay. I don't like that nigga Bobby. So,
all I got to do is have, he put his hand in his pocket.
Yep. I thought he was going to do something. So, I had to end it. You know?
Yeah, he's stretching these grounds. It's imminent danger. The whole point of imminent danger is getting real clouded. And that's why the stand your ground law doesn't work. At all, because it's too much gray area involved with standing. Because this whole imminent danger is all you know, perspective. Yeah.
Yeah. There's no facts behind imminent. Like, I mean, there is. It's like if a nigga has a weapon, but to think
that, I pulled on him first before he could pull on me. Right. That's the whole thing.
Well, it's not even that. It's just the fact.
Oh, my
I
life
thought,
is in danger.
I thought I saw a weapon. Like that's the old police move. He's like,
yeah.
Well, I thought he was reaching for his gun. He's like, he doesn't have a gun. Well,
like with what was the brother though? Troy Bell.
In New York.
Mm-hmm. Where they thought that he was...
They shot him like what?
They shot the car like 30 or 40 times.
Yeah, like 40 sometimes.
Yeah. And it was him and his boy in there, and they was just coming out of the strip club.
Yeah, they kill his boy too?
Nah, he was the only one that died. But his boy got popped a little bit, but he's the only one that did.
That's crazy, dog.
Yeah, it's sad though, even more though, because people are not, you know, people need to stay on top of this shit like this, though, with these cases, though, and stand your ground laws and things like that, though. We can't just let this shit go down because Florida, in general, laws got to change with this shit. People need to be down there on top of that shit and just not letting this shit ride because Trayvon Martin is the first one. This random white dude that's going to shoot people.
Yeah.
And then we, and then at the same
turn
accord,
turn their music up, like, dude.
And then at the same accord, though, man, we got to stop the violence in our communities, though, as well, though, the black on black crime.
Right, you can't get mad at nobody else for, you know, doing, and then you willing to kill somebody over, hey, man, dude, better quit looking over here, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, come on now.
It's the same stupidity, same as dumb
same
as that.
Same stupidity.
It's stepping on my Puma, you know, and then I want to fight him and shoot him now.
Exact same.
You know, like, I, when I wrote an article on my blog from Ashley the Class, so you could check that out. And I was talking about how black people are too damn happy about Obama winning. We got a lot of work to do in our communities, though. Not just, you know, oh, yeah, we got the black president, but we got people in Chicago getting popped every 15 minutes up there.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You know,
we lost more people in Chicago than we have in the war.
Yeah, and it's cool. I get we're upset if we're upset about this man and all that, but let's not forget that we popping each other every day in the hood. You know, and it's not even like, okay, people always, we've always going to be popping each other, but at this exceeding amount, especially like Chicago and like Philly,
mm-hmm.
You know, and cities like that, like Chicago and Philly, are off the chain right now with murders right now. So yeah, this white dude tripping is not the end of it. But so you said with this case in Michigan though,
not like Minnesota.
It was Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Okay, so they were like, were they teenagers or what?
Yeah, they was teenagers, man.
So basically, he shot them. They were down, but they weren't dead. And he fired shots to kill them all.
Yeah, but he actually, they was his neighbors, so he knew them from the neighborhood. But they just
happened. Oh, these fools broke in on Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah.
Wow. Are they both dead?
Yeah, both of them dead.
That's what I'm saying. He shot them, wounded them.
Oh, they fell, and then he just start kept busting on them.
He said, fight. Alive.
See, that's where they're going to get him at. Yeah, he did. Yeah, that's when you get caught up, though. Because they're going to say that after you had him already incapacitated, that you can't be going up doing
that. It's like saying Trayvon, after you had him on the ground, you know. So
he had Trayvon on the ground.
Right,
Trayvon had him on the ground.
That's what it said, but then some people say they saw Trayvon on top of him. Some people say they saw him on top of Trayvon.
So it could have been a all-out struggle on it, rolling around and everything.
And this, though, with them breaking into his house,
yeah,
you know.
It was on him, though. But I'm saying the aspect that he went up to do kill shots is what's going to get him prosecuted, though. Because you can shoot on somebody, dropping your crib, bop, you know. But you can't walk up to him like, yeah, nigga.
Execution
style and stuff, you know, doing them Nino Brown on G Money style and stuff.
Dude, he must have been really fed up with them kids. Like, fuck that. That's why I said, should not have been in that man's house at all. Shouldn't have been. At all. No reason. Like, yeah, man. I'm teaching my son, dude. That old white man at the end of the street, do not go in his house. He will kill you.
He will kill you.
He will kill me. So, yeah.
Well, man, we're going to get ready to wrap up. This is another edition of Straight Outta Low Cash. We're going to make this one a little bit shorter. But we'll keep the music popping as always or whatnot. But next week, we're going to have Van and Corey Black on next week.
That
so next
right.
week will be a real, 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 real good show. So we might as well make this
get Black Spade on her too one time, man.
Yeah, we get Black Spade. He told me to hit me up when he get back in town. So that next week's show gonna be long. So this is gonna be like 2.5 hours.
Y'all know me and Van always Jones. So go on.
It's
and
on.
Get ready.
Hey man, dude. Hey, people like I posted that show though.
Uh-huh.
Dude, that mug got a gang of hits though, dog. People loving that show. Like even this everybody talking and this is what we was going off on. But they was like a lot of people love that Jones session though.
Straight
man.
Up.
Yeah. Hey, that's when the head looked like a cologne bottle, man.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I wonder how many people Googled the vandalism name, though, to see if his head really looked
right,
like a cologne bottle.
Speaking of which, we got to make sure that when we do that, we put his new stuff out there, dude, because we didn't do that last time. Well, he went
nah, we talked too much, though. That was when
we having fun,
we had, like, we talked so much that it wasn't no time.
Yeah. Make sure you go get his new joint that it just dropped.
Yeah, but we're going to play all his music, him and Corey stuff on the next show and everything, even some stuff on this show and whatnot as well. And definitely, do y'all want to do the, y'all want to hear that dude that sent us the music in real quick before
we
go?
Yeah, we can listen
let's
to that.
Let's go to we're going to do a Hot or Not on the air live.
Live, Hot or
live
Not.
Live and Hot or Not.
Live recorded.
You want to go to commercial? Okay, we'll go to commercial. We'll be back. We'll do Hot or Not, wrap up the show and everything. Straight Outta Low Cash.
Said I'm no good without you, and I couldn't do better. Trying to make me feel so lost without you, and all the things that you told me.
kill me softly. Guess I just didn't know enough about you, yeah. When I think about what we had, I can't help but get so mad, 'cause we could never get it back when I trusted you like that. You're damn right I must be. If no one else could love me like you love me, yeah. But I was scared of being lonely, thinking you were right for me. But you just didn't know enough about me, yeah. When I think about what we had, I begin to get so mad, 'cause we could never get it back when I trusted you like that.
Welcome back, Stroud Locash. Everybody heard that on the break. What y'all think?
Yeah, I mean, it was different, man. I have to hear a little couple more songs first. But I mean, you know, I ain't saying I'm a. All
right, we're trying to live right now. Here goes one of the tracks for everybody.
When a fork comes in the road, we scratch our heads in confusion. We didn't even get a chance to ever choose.
And also, everybody, email us. Let us know what y'all think, if it's hot or not.
So. How do we know?
Raw or no? Let us know what y'all think.
I'll tell you how I found mine.
This is a hell of a long intro.
Just listen. In the dungeon, he found himself. Didn't have nothing else. Lost in the world with no one's help. That's all he felt. In the dungeon, he found himself. Didn't have nothing else. Lost in the world with no one's help. That's all he felt. In the dungeon, he found himself. Didn't have nothing else. Lost in a world with no one's help. That's all he felt. In the dungeon, he found himself. Didn't have nothing else. Lost in a world with no one's help. That's all he felt. I'm with a boss in my college. Bean town is what they calls it. You've been nice to me. Never called me cocky. And you said I'm one of the most humble at Berkeley. I never thought I had the Berkeley swag, but I guess most do. It's funny how artists are the most to keep a band chasing them with your vision, hiring conviction with that. Complete failure was my freshman year. None of my plans became reality.
All right, that was part of it.
I kind of like it, man.
You know? No, but
it's unique.
He's trying to get the flow route of money. It seems like.
Yeah.
Trying to get that flow.
I mean, we're gonna shoot this out to the listeners.
Yeah, straight OLC at gmail.com. Hit us up, raw or null. Yeah. Or on the Twitter, Straight OLC on the Twitter, or the Straight Out of Low Cash fan page on Facebook. And
what was his name again?
Darius.
Shout out to Darius, man.
Darius, yeah. Darius. Darius Robbins.
Darius.
Is his name, though. Darius Robbins, my bad.
Shout out to Darius. Darius. Shout out to Darius.
Darius Robbins, let us know. And if you want to get on Raw and Auto with your music, though, hit us up at straightolc@gmail.com with your music, and we'll put in Raw and Auto. We'll see if it's high. We'll put in rotation on here. Anything going on this week, though? You got anything coming up, Javon?
Man, shoot. Same old thing every Lola. Week. Lola.
Bang.
Teddy. Yep.
Not much, man. Just shout outs. Final day weekend for my frat. You know, we celebrated with my boy.
Shout out to A5A.
A couple weeks ago. So, yep, just living it up. Looking forward to seeing some cats I ain't seen in a minute.
All right. Definitely keep hitting us up. Like I said, 60-second marathon, Teddy, Javon
Bibbs. J-O-V-A-N. That's the @ J-O-V-A-N-B-I-B-B-S on Twitter. T-W-I-T-T-U-H.
Twitter.
E-R.
Reminisce, DJ Reminisce 10. They doing the whole first album, right? That's the whole thing. They doing the whole first, what's the name of that first album? Uptown Saturday Night, right? Uptown Saturday Night album. Keep hitting me up at Twitter at Dig Game as well, though. We appreciate y'all tuning in. Straight Out Low Cash. Next week's going to be crazy. And we'll be back.
Ready.
Straight Out Low Cash.
Be ready. Wop,
wop, wow.
Straight Out Low Cash.
boy, bless your head. Sexy, rock me all night long. Put me to the break of dawn. I love it when you turn me on. Sexy, rock me all night long. Put me to the break of dawn. I love it when you turn me on. If you make this last forever, forever, it's nothing like when we're together, together. So lift my sails, let me float away in your ocean, babe. So far from the shore, but I'm sure, slow motion, babe. Oh, baby, baby. I want that breakfast in bed, sun me till noon. You know I want it, that's why I'm still on it. Boy, bless your head. Sexy, rock me all night long. Put me to the break of dawn. I love it when you turn me on. I love it when you turn me on. Sexy, rock me all night long. Put me to the break of dawn. I love it when you turn me on. Ha, 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 yeah, yeah. I'm going down till you call me back. You're going down right after that. Going till our bodies break down. You like how to sound. Sexy, rock me all night long. Put me to the break of dawn.
We never set the rules.